That community is already in the process of disillusion, where each man begins to eye his neighbour as a possible enemy, where nonconformity with the accepted creed, political as well as religious, becomes a mark of disaffection, where denunciation without specification or backing takes the place of evidence, where orthodoxy chokes freedom of dissent. And this week's opening quote comes from Judge Leonard Hand. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. We certainly live in very distrustful societies, ladies and gentlemen. We do, and it makes it very difficult to unite the people because of the amount of distrust that exists. And everything about the distrustful nature of our societies has been created by design. It's all been brought about by methods that have been employed to divide us, to keep us always questioning the motives of the others, and to question our own motives, question our own thoughts. A lot of gaslighting takes place as well from our governments towards the people. They're always telling us that we shouldn't really think what we're thinking, and we shouldn't really think for ourselves. We should let them do it for us. The division of the genders has also played a major role in this, and of course the breakdown of the family unit. It's all served to create this incredibly distrustful society that we have, where even when people try to find a way out and try to find some method of uniting the people, most people are distrustful of it, and of course you'll get people shouting it down, and again, as it's said in the opening quote, doing so without offering any evidence at all, simply shouting it down with no proof of anything they're saying, and oft times when that happens, you'll find that the masses rally around them, because that's all it takes is one detractor, and people start to question their own motivation. And again, this is gaslighting, only this time it's us doing it to ourselves, or at least people doing it to their peers, and a lot of that takes place as well. And it does make it very difficult to create any type of coordinated response towards this system, and when you really look at that, folks, then you begin to see that, of course, this is all done by design, and that's why it is done. Just to keep us squabbling, keep us trying to get our voices heard. And even when we do get heard, there's always someone in the crowd that wants to shout you down and rally the others to do the same. So when this happens, folks, a good thing to do is to ask people to provide you with some evidence to support their claims, because they never seem to do this. For example, a common one that I get on my videos that I post on YouTube, people often comment and say, be careful of this man, he uses hypnotic imagery to hypnotize you and implant subliminal messages into your mind. And it's quite an interesting accusation, and I always question them that if that were true, why are they not hypnotized, and could they please point out the instances of subliminal messages and subliminal imagery that I've used in the video, but they never seem to respond when I do that. Quite amazing. They accuse you of using hypnotic imagery in your video, but then simply can't explain why they and the other thousands of people who've watched the video didn't walk away hypnotized. Now, this is the sort of stuff that you get from people all the time, folks. And it's the same with anything. You know, when anybody tries to present some sort of an idea that's going to bring about change, you'll get someone in the crowd shout out shill, agent, or whatever, and attempt to rally the people against them, but they will never provide any evidence to support their claim. They simply put it out there so that the entire movement degenerates into argument and distrust, and nothing ever goes forward. Agents provocateurs, folks, and they're certainly rife throughout the resistance movement or truth movement or independent media or whatever name it is that you want to put on this great work that we do. And sure, this isn't to say that you should just blindly trust anybody and follow any leader who comes along. There's always going to be scammers who want to run fundraisers or whatever. You know, you've got to use your discernment. But by the same token, don't make this an excuse to just shout everybody down, because that's where the problem lies. People have just become distrustful of everybody and everything, and that's just no way to move things forward. And I've seen a great many people get programmed within the independent media as well, programmed in the way that they think about things. Another one that you'll see very commonly these days is anybody who disagrees with anybody on any point at all is accused of being a shill or a government agent. That's another very common one. If you disagree with me about anything, then you must work for the other side. So it removes any possibility of open discourse about topics. You either have to agree on everything or you're not welcome. It's as simple as that. There's no debate anymore. You're not allowed to debate a topic. And when you look at the amount of disinformation that's put out there on the internet, there's so much embellished information and information that's put there to lead people down rabbit holes of inaction and to keep them entertained and to keep them distracted and to keep them looking for the next bit, the next thing that's going to solve their puzzle. And so many people are looking at all this stuff and finding out all these things about the ruling kakistocracy and all of this stuff and getting all of this information, but no one's actually doing anything about the ruling kakistocracy. No one's actually doing anything to change anything. And as I said, anytime anybody tries to coordinate things or organize anything that may make change, people hack it down because they think, well, if it's organized, it must be the controlled opposition because the ruling kakistocracy put out a statement 100 years ago saying we will lead all opposition against us, and so that has been programmed into people's minds now, and so now they believe that anything that rises against the system must be controlled as well and must be part of the system. This is all programming, folks. So this distrustful nature has really been one of our downfalls, and it really doesn't serve us to be so distrustful of each other, and really does not help in any way in constructing some sort of a path to freedom. Now, you can't be distrustful of everybody. You've got to allow people to think differently and realize that people are going to think differently. And even if their ideas are wrong, there may be some spark of something in there that's worth hearing. If we can just agree to disagree with each other and stop shouting people down and support any initiatives that are attempting to make some sort of a difference, then perhaps we will make a difference. You know, we've got to realize that we're under attack from so many angles here, and we need to respond from every possible angle that we can as well. And we need to consolidate our knowledge and consolidate our forces and consolidate the people into some type of unity of focus. I mean, you know, we don't need unity of movement, like a movement that's controlled or anything like that where there's a leader, but we need to allow people to think differently and respect the ideas and the initiatives they're attempting to push forward, and get behind everything that we can. You know, things like what the Empower movement is attempting to do with the smart meters. Anti-vaxxer movements. Adam Kokesh has got a book bomb that he's sending out around his town, a freedom book that he's sending out, which is a great idea. And of course, you'll get his detractors saying, oh, Adam Kokesh, well, whatever, folks, it's not about that. It's about the idea. It's about getting the word out to people. And people need to support these initiatives because that's what we need. We need to get the word out to people through any and every means available to us. And you can find information regarding that on his Steemit page. Just look for Adam Kokesh on Steemit. And he's also talking about blockchain voting, which again is a great idea. And look, folks, I don't support the system. I don't support government in any way, but I'm not going to be so polarized in my thinking as to not face the reality that we need transitional periods to be able to get out of the clutches of this kakistocracy. You know, the people believe the system's real. They believe in voting. They believe in politics. They believe in government. So that's the mechanism we have to use to maneuver ourselves back to a point where we don't need it. But it's a process. You can't just jump from the slavery system we live in now to instant anarchy and instant freedom because people simply aren't educated enough to be able to deal with it. There'd be way too much turmoil, way too much trouble, and way too many people would suffer. I mean, it's taken generations, it's taken decades, centuries to lead us to this point. There has to be a transitional period to lead us back to what we should be. So all these initiatives need to be supported. Anything you can find that's going to put a thorn in the side of government and wake people up, you should get behind it and support it. Something else that I got a little bit of flack for was my statements last week about cryptocurrencies, recommending that people get in and make a bit of a fortune while they can and get out while they can, simply because the opportunities are there. And a lot of people have been very polarized in their thinking about this. There's a lot of people who view cryptos as being something incredibly evil, and they're not looking at the bigger picture. They're really not. They just don't understand how these things work. And as I said, I know people that have gone in there and they've invested a small amount in cryptocurrencies, like a few $100s. They've come out a year later and bought themselves a house and got a big stash of silver that they can live on for a while. And these are the type of opportunities that you can get from cryptocurrencies if you take advantage of the situation. And again, this doesn't mean that you're going to go completely digital and start shopping with credit cards everywhere and doing everything cashlessly. That's not what it's about. It's about gaining the independent wealth that we need to be able to push things forward and make some sort of an impact in this economically based world that we live in. Again, people are just too polarized in their thinking in all this. And if you think we can do this without having some sort of mass financial backing, well, I think you're wrong, because we've been trying it for so long. I mean, I've been doing this radio show for 10 years and I thought I would have seen some changes by now. I really thought I would have seen some sort of mass awakening, but it hasn't happened because we simply haven't had the momentum to reach enough people. You know, what we need is mass advertising campaigns. Imagine if you could make a couple of $1 million in cryptos in a year and then do mass billboards and advertising campaigns across the country. I mean, you'd make a difference with this sort of stuff, just getting that seed into the minds of people. And that's what we need to do by any means available to us to do so. And anyway, that's what I was suggesting with cryptos last week, is that this could provide us with the financial backing we need to be able to really gain some momentum with this work that we're doing. And I think people need to look at that and don't miss out on these opportunities. And also, as I said last week, there's just been a lot of people misconstruing what I've been saying about cryptocurrencies, because I've been talking about the IoT and I've been talking about social crediting and how social crediting can be used to put an umbrella over what the cryptocurrency people are attempting to do. But that's not saying anything against cryptocurrencies. It's simply looking at the bigger picture and showing how this new wave can be manipulated, because the ones that are sitting at the top are certainly looking at this and they're attempting to manipulate it, and they intend to manipulate it. And that's what I mentioned to the people at Anarchapulco, that they need to look at the umbrella that's been constructed over the cryptocurrency world, because it's a digital umbrella. And they've got to realize how the digital system can be used to control them, regardless of how much cryptocurrency wealth they've got, via the mechanism of social crediting. And a lot of people have been misconstruing this and not really hearing what I'm saying. So that's why I wanted to put that out last week anyway. But anyway, that's enough of that topic. I'm sure I covered it enough ad nauseum last week. But the real issue here, folks, is that by being so distrustful of each other and by not allowing ourselves to embrace some of these opportunities when they become available to us, we are effectively building our own prison. You know, we've got so many tools here, so many things that are available to us to lead ourselves to safety and to lead ourselves out of this mess that we find ourselves in. All we have to do is take the initiative and do it. And really, it's about time we did that. And really what this is a time when humanity is waking up from their adolescence and perhaps realizing finally what it means to be a grown-up and to take responsibility for ourselves. And what we're being provided with here with the cryptos and everything that's happening is the ability to actually be able to do that. You know, we can step away from this system completely if we have the confidence to do that. And very often that confidence comes with people having financial security. So why not do that? Why not use the crypto world to do that? And why not use everything that is here available to us to do that? Why not use the tools that are being used against us back against the system? And realize that those that are ruling this world, the ruling kakistocracy, they've used all these same tools to get to the position that they're in. And we can do the same thing. We can use these things and we can use these mechanisms that are available to us to get ourselves to a point where we do have the confidence to actually stand up for ourselves. And that's what this time is. You know, we're right on the fork here. We're right on the fork in the road. We can go either direction. And it's going to be that. It's going to be whether we have the confidence and the adultness to actually stand up for ourselves. And the problem I'm seeing with this is, again, people's polarized thinking in looking at all of this stuff. People are seeing it as either all good or all bad. They're not looking at the middle ground. They're not looking at how they can benefit by using the system against itself. And there are many people that come up with ideas that may well work against the system, but they always get shouted down. And the problem is that by denying other people the ability to have their voices heard, we are denying ourselves of our greatest ally, our greatest weapon, which is human creativity, human mind. You know, no one person can have the way out of this mess. No one person has got the grand plan. But each of us has a piece of the puzzle if we would just allow each other to voice our opinion and to say what needs to be said and to realize that somewhere within there may be a golden nugget that we can all use. You know, our continual bickering and our continual infighting amongst each other is the greatest tool that has been used against us, the division. the distrust, the discoordinated focus of the independent media. There is no focus. There is no common focus. Everyone's down their own rabbit hole thinking that that is the be-all and end-all. No one is looking at the bigger picture. Well, very few people are looking at the bigger picture anyway. And we're at such an opportunistic time at the moment, it would be so sad to see us miss these opportunities and get led down the garden path into this digital slavery system. And again, too many people are waiting for QAnon to come and save the day, for the white hats to come sailing into the White House and fix everything. Bring down the shadow government and we're going to save the world. Well, it's not going to happen, folks. Bring down the shadow government. You've still got government there. And yeah, look, it's really good that all of this information's coming out. People are getting it. People are getting the story. People who wouldn't normally have access to this data are getting it. And the community is uniting in some way. But the problem is that nobody's doing anything. And irrespective of the quality of the data that he's releasing, I just don't trust Q. I don't trust anyone who's sitting back there and saying, hey, we got this, folks. You don't have to do anything. We've got it. It's all going to be taken care of. Just sit back and wait. And while that's happening, you've got Trump posturing against Russia, doing all these moves against North Korea. You've got gun control rearing its ugly head again. And everything that's happening with North Korea, I mean, you can see now Trump's gone in and said, oh, look, China's coming to save the day. We're liaising more with China. This is exactly what I said was going to happen in a show that I put out a few months ago called What's About to Happen, which got deleted from YouTube for bullying and harassment, like it was actually bullying and harassing anybody. It wasn't. It's just that it told you what's about to happen, which is everything we're seeing unfold now. By the way, you can still find that video on BitChute, and you can find it on DTube if you go to my Steemit page. But you can see all of this unfolding, and I'm just wary of anyone sitting back and saying, hey, we got this, you don't have to do anything. And everyone's sitting there eating the popcorn, watching the spy novel version of reality as it all unfolds, thinking the white hats are going to come and save them, and the whole system is just consolidating itself and rolling itself out. Trump is pushing 5G. Everybody's pushing 5G. They've got an advertising campaign in England saying that British households are going to save £450 a year once 5G is rolled out. So they really want people to embrace this technology. And it's a control grid, folks. It's a slavery grid. It's the digital control system. And it can affect you in so many ways. It's just ridiculous. It's not just about bandwidth. It's about active denial. It's about all sorts of things. And all this is happening while people are sitting back and waiting for Q to come and save the day, and they're missing out on the opportunity to have the money to create some sort of a groundswell in the process. So I think it's important that people step back and look at this and realize that by constantly squabbling, by not using the tools available to us, all we are doing is building our own prison, and we need to get a little bit of focus. And look, I know I've been beating this drum for years, but I think things are getting a little bit urgent, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got so many good opportunities available to us. I mean, this is such an incredibly positive time. It really is. It's an incredibly dangerous time, but it's also an incredibly positive time because right here at this fork in the road, everything is laid bare, and all the tools that can be used against us, we now have access to, and we can now use these tools against the system. We just have to stand up and do it. So let's get motivated and let's get some focus and let's do it. And look, the danger of us failing to act is definitely there, folks, because things are getting very dangerous. It's a very dangerous time we live in. I mean, what we're seeing rolled out in China, not only are they bringing in social crediting and banning people from flying on planes and catching trains and all this sort of stuff, they're also introducing new glasses for the police, new sunglasses which have facial recognition incorporated into the sunglasses, so they can pick a face out of a crowd, look for any criminals or any undesirables in inverted commas, and they can just pluck them off the street and arrest them. Now this may be in China now, folks, but it's coming to a country near you or coming to your country if you don't stand up and do something about it. This is the sort of system that we're facing. This is what's being rolled out. And look, it's all very well for China. The Chinese people are very controlled already. Many people in the big cities in China actually quite trust their government. And so they're going to just allow this to go ahead. But in the West, we still have some sort of modicum of freedom. And if we were to stand up for ourselves, we could remove this criminal cabal that has taken over our governments, and we could put something reasonably human in its place. and we might find that we're on the verge of something really wonderful happening. Because that's the thing, you know, like I keep saying, all of this technology that we've got is really good. A lot of the stuff that we've got available to us now could be really, really positive. The only thing that's wrong with any of it is our failure to factor in any plans that we're creating, the reality that the world is run by criminals who are going to attempt to co-opt anything and everything that we do, and who are now, right now, constructing this umbrella of the IoT and social crediting to nip any freedom we might be getting from cryptocurrencies in the bud. And many of the people in the cryptocurrency world are painfully unaware of this, and many of them are really working to try to give humanity some sort of financial freedom and some sort of financial independence. The problem is they're getting so excited about what they're doing, and they're so excited and focused on the cryptocurrencies and the platforms they're creating that they're simply not looking at the bigger picture, and they're not noticing the umbrella that's coming in over the top. And for all my detractors out there, all the people who don't even like me talking about cryptocurrencies, well, you've got to look at the situation that you're in and look at the situation all of us are in and look at what the independent media is trying to do. Look at what I've been trying to do with this radio show. And what have I been trying to do? I've been trying to wake people up. I've been trying to spread a message of empowerment to people so that they can stand up for themselves and take responsibility for themselves. That's all I've ever done. I've never done any fundraisers. I've never tried to do anything to gain wealth for myself through this. My motivation has been that I have a son. And as a responsible parent, I would like my son to have a future, and he's not going to have a future if we do not do something about these criminals that are running this world. That is my motivation. For people who accuse me of using hypnotic images and all the stuff that I put in the radio shows, on the video clips in YouTube, folks, this is a radio show. I do a radio show every week. I post it onto YouTube because I'd like to get the message out to more people because I think it's an important message. I spend a lot of time doing graphics and doing extravagant stuff for the videos because I want the videos to look good, because I'd like people to see them, because I'd like them to get a lot of views, because, again, I want people to get the message. I don't do it because I want money for what I do. I don't even have a monetized YouTube account. I've never monetized my account because I want people to know that I do not do this for money. I do this because it's important. It's important that people do this work. It's important that people stand up for themselves. It's important that people address the real problems that we're facing in the world. And it's important that people realize that all these problems come from government, but ultimately they come from our failure to deal with the criminality of our governments, our failure to stand up for ourselves. That's where the problems really come from. You know, if you really want to see what the problem with the world is, folks, go and have a look in the mirror, because that's where the problem is. The problem is in us not standing up for who and what we are, because many people don't know who or what we are. So, again, I can't blame them for it. I get a little frustrated about it sometimes, but I can't blame people for it. There's a way out of this mess, and that's for people out there to realize what the truth of this situation is and to stand up for themselves. And that's why I do what I do. I do this because it needs to be done. And as for the YouTube clips, well, you know, I do the graphics and the stuff for the videos because I enjoy making graphics. I enjoy giving people something to look at, something to motivate them into change, something to inspire them. I don't care if people say I'm using subliminal messages and subliminal images and all this sort of stuff. Why do you think you're so easily hypnotized? Why do you think you're so easily programmable? And how dare you be so egotistical that you can watch the clip and think, oh, this has got hypnotic imagery in it. It's going to hypnotize everybody, but not me, because I'm too clever to be hypnotized. Who do you think you are? If it hasn't hypnotized you, it's not going to hypnotize anybody, because the hypnotic images aren't there. It's just your programming that's telling you to be fearful of anything. And that's what people do. Perhaps I should just do video clips that have black screens for the entire show. Maybe people would find that more stimulating. Maybe I wouldn't have to face all of this ridiculous questioning that I get just for using the images that I choose to use. And why do I use artwork? Well, I like artwork. Why do I use motion graphics? Because I like to stimulate people's right brain. And even some of them actually represent what I'm saying, if you can be right-brained enough when you look at them and listen to what I'm saying. And I get complaints from people saying, oh, you're using images of half-naked women. Well, so what? If you're that terrified of seeing a little bit of flesh, perhaps you need to get in touch with your own sexuality enough to get over your own shadow so that you're not terrified of looking at a little bit of flesh, because we're all human, folks, and it means nothing. They're just images. Wake up to yourself. Get over yourself. don't believe you're so easily programmed, and don't allow yourself to be so easily led. It's just ridiculous. It really is. We need some unity in this movement. We need some focus. And again, looking at the cryptocurrencies and all this stuff, well, again, folks, you've got two choices. You can deal with this situation, stand up for yourself and deal with it, or you can face the fact that it's going to roll ahead and the whole world's going to go over to crypto because you're not prepared to deal with it. And if that happens, well, why would you deny yourself the ability to gain your $200 to pass go when you didn't bother standing up and doing anything about it to begin with? Why wouldn't you just go and invest a few hundred dollars in crypto now and let it sit there and see what it does? And when it does all turn pear-shaped, at least you'll have some money in the account to be able to get through it. Or perhaps you could even use that money in the next year and make a fortune out of it and go and buy yourself a little piece of land and set yourself up a permaculture garden and set yourself up somewhere where you can actually get through what's coming. Or you can don't do that. And you can think I'm trying to lead you down the garden path by suggesting you take advantage of the situation. And if you can explain to me how I'm possibly leading you down the garden path by even suggesting this, I'm all ears. You've got to stop being so paranoid, because perhaps I'm simply trying to empower people by offering suggestions. But hey, like I said, you can do it or you can not do it. But, you know, if you're not going to take advantage of these opportunities and you're going to shout anybody down and every idea down, then you're not going to get anywhere. Now, it's all very well to get information, but if you're just sitting back and watching YouTube, waiting for the world to change and not doing anything to secure your own future, but expecting some warrior from the truth movement to come marching forth and save us all, then you're just wasting your time. You really are. There's so many opportunities available to people at the moment, and if we were to seize some of these opportunities and get a little bit of focus on our actions, put some of that wealth that we can create back into motivating people and back into creating some change, we probably could really create some good change right now. If people could just find a way to get over themselves and allow others to think differently, agree to disagree, take advantage of what we've got available to us, see what we can use, what we can't use, what a viable path is, and go for it. That's all we have to do, folks. All this talk is getting us nowhere. Even coming on and doing these radio shows, sometimes I think I just calm people down too much. You know, I really want to motivate people into action. I want to motivate people into believing in themselves enough to want to get into action. You know, I try to make them empowering. I try to make them inspiring. I try to, when I'm bringing you negative information, at least bring you something positive and show you the way out of what it is I'm bringing to you. But sometimes I think by even doing that, I'm lulling people into this false sense of security or this false sense of confidence that they don't have to do anything. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm not seeing the changes that we should be seeing. I mean, people should be outraged at what's happening in the world. The question is, why aren't they? And if they are, then why aren't they doing something about it? Because that's what we need. We need people to actually get outraged and to stand up and do something about this situation, or at least to start talking about ways we can do something about this situation, or at least supporting people that have ideas that may lead to positive change. But anyway, folks, I think we've reached break time, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back to the show, folks. So yeah, the concept of actually making some sort of a profit on cryptocurrencies and putting it back into waking people up, it's an interesting concept. Would people do that? Well, some people actually already are doing that sort of thing. For example, on the Steemit community, I've actually met someone on Steemit, one of the bigwigs. They call them whales on Steemit, people who have large voting power. There's one guy on Steemit that I've met who's actually paying people to watch videos and educate themselves about what's going on. He's saying, well, if you check out this information or watch a video or whatever, you know, you leave a reasonable comment so I can tell that you have actually looked at the information or watched the video, then I'll give you a good upvote, which will result in a reasonable payout for you. And he's actually paying people to learn, because it doesn't cost him anything to do that, because it's all cryptocurrency anyway, and the currency is created by voting. It's created by basically you having a good reputation. It's almost like getting paid to have integrity, the way it works on Steemit. It's quite good. So here's a guy who's paying it forward and putting it back in. I mean, he could be pulling that money out and putting it into his bank account and going off and buying a Ferrari or something, but he's not. He's paying it forward and paying people to educate themselves about what's going on in the world, and that's a pretty good thing. And that's the sort of stuff that you can do on some of these cryptocurrency platforms. And if you can get paid to watch videos and get voted up, and then you can pay people to watch videos and vote them up, and you can get paid for voting things that you like, liking things that you like, you can get paid for posting information which helps people, and they can get paid for watching it and essentially get paid for learning, why not do that? What is wrong with a platform that will give you that sort of an opportunity? And that's what I'm saying is not only possible in the STEAMIT community, but it is what people are actually doing. And that's a good thing, folks. And that's how some of these cryptocurrencies can work, you know, actually getting paid for integrity and creating coins based on integrity, which can then be turned into gold or silver or food or whatever you want to turn them into. Now, even looking at the whole digital world and the whole concept of digital currency and a cash-free world and all this sort of stuff, you know, there wouldn't be anything wrong with that if it wasn't for the fact that the world is run by criminals. That's the thing. You know, even with what I say about using cash all the time and always spending cash, I do this to slow the system down so it can't be rolled out as quickly, because it's going to go digital anyway. I mean, it's going to happen. Let's face it, it's going to happen. And what we have to do is slow that process down so that we have time to remove the criminal cabal who is currently controlling the shift. Because they're the ones who are in control of what it is shifting into. Whether you want to attempt to deny that fact or not, it's a reality. You know, the cabal is still there. It doesn't matter what Trump's doing. Doesn't matter what Q says. Doesn't matter about the deep state. Doesn't matter whether there's going to be mass arrests and all this sort of rubbish. It makes no difference whatsoever. Trump is a player. Trump's mocking you, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is mocking the entire US presidency. Trump is showing you that the US presidency as we know it is over. It's gone. The whole world is going to shift into a new world, the new world that they've wanted, if we don't grab the reins while we can and shift it into the world that we want to shift it into. Because, again, we have all the tools here we need to do that if we would just pay attention and get a little bit of focus. The question is, what do we focus on? Well, we focus on ourselves, focus on each other, and then we turn our attention to the criminal cabal that is currently in control of things. You know, it's difficult for many people when looking at this system and trying to find a way out. It's difficult for people to really face the fact that the biggest obstacle that we face to freedom is ourselves. You know, the soapboxes that we get up on, the fact that we do shout everybody else's ideas down, the fact that we don't trust each other at all, the fact that we look for enemies in the crowd all the time rather than simply focusing our attention on the ruling hand and realizing that the ruling hand is a fiction. It's just racketeering, and I've said it so many times. And as I pointed out a few shows ago last year when the US government shut down, nobody noticed. Nobody noticed there was no government there. We don't need these people. They just are a group of people who positioned themselves in order to milk the rest of the population. Now, the problem is that we believe we have rulers to begin with. The problem is that we believe authority is real when, as I said, it's just a fiction, the same as government. And what they're doing with this smart grid that they're rolling out, like I said earlier, it's not just about bandwidth. It's not just about communication. It's an active denial system, folks. It's a total lockdown, or the ability to be able to instigate a total lockdown any time they want to do it. And they're going to hand it all over to AI, and that's not a good thing either because of the type of AI that's being created. And again, people are looking at AI the wrong way. When they think of AI, they're thinking of artificial intelligence when they really should be thinking of autonomic intelligence or autonomic virtual life, which is what it is we're creating. And we're handing control of the system over to that. Now, that could be a good thing, and it could be a bad thing. The problem is, as I keep saying, is that the world's run by criminals, and this is who is setting up the parameters for the shift. So we're getting this whole politically correct, economically based reality superimposed over what reality should actually be, and that is the problem. You know, all the stuff that I've said recently about 5G and speaking out against the technological slavery that we're entering into, talking about how it's bad for kids to have iPads and all this sort of stuff, and it is bad for kids to have all this stuff. I mean, that's just a matter of simple parenting. You know, the radiation that comes off these things that the kids get subject to and the dopamine addiction that happens from kids looking at all these icons and all the stuff that goes with it. I mean, I've talked about this on so many shows. But the point is, what I'm trying to say is that there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with what we could create and nothing wrong with where we could take all this technology that we've got if we still respect the old ways and we marry the two together and we remove the criminals that are in control of things. Now, a lot of the stuff that I've said when I've been speaking out against 5G and against this smart grid and all this, a lot of people have just been looking at this, I think, as some sort of technophobia. But it's not. I mean, I love technology. I use it all the time. I'm using technology to talk to you today. I use technology to make all my videos. If it wasn't for technology, I wouldn't be able to speak to you at all. I wouldn't be traveling the world doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff if it wasn't for the technology. So I have nothing against technology at all and no fear of technology. I don't even have fear of the system. I don't have fear of the government. I don't have fear of any of this stuff. I just have concern about the direction the human race is being led. And I see the need to address this problem. And I'm prepared to face the fact of the matter and address the root core of the problem. Not putting band-aids on all these symptoms like we've been trained to do, protesting government and fixing up the problems and they create all the time. Just get rid of these people and get them out of a position where they can create all of these problems because we don't need them. And they don't control us, and they have no control over us, and they're all in abuse of the positions that they hold anyway. I mean, they're supposed to be our employees. We've just forgotten that. You know, so now they are this ruling hand that just does what it wants to do. You know, it's become a career path for the ultra-corrupt, and we need to address that. We need to change that. We need to fix that. And the biggest obstacle to that, really, is ourselves. It's our incessant need to hack each other down and to question each other and to judge each other and to not allow any type of coordinated focus to happen because everybody's got a better idea. Well, what is the idea, folks? I mean, there's one ruling hand, there's one group of people who are a bunch of criminals who are running the world. Why can't we just admit that and address that and face that and get these people out of power and move us in a different direction? I mean, what else is it that you want to focus on? What, do you want to keep going down the rabbit hole and finding more and more about these people so you can continue to point the finger at more and more people and do nothing about it? Is that what you want to do? Or you want to go down some alternate pathway and create something like cob housing or alternate communities or all of this stuff? I mean, sure, great ideas, but you can't do any of it until you remove the criminals from power. So let's just do that. Because once we do that, we'll stop all the wars, stop all this debt slavery, stop this whole 5G grid rolling out and actually take control of our lives a little bit, or at least be in a position where we are able to do that, start to do that, start to educate ourselves, educate other people, start taking control of our children a little bit again. You know, the state is telling you that they own your children now. They're saying that the parents need to not look at their children as actually being theirs because the children are actually owned by the state. Rubbish. The children are not owned by the state. The state is owned by the people. Just the people have forgotten that, and the state needs to butt out and realize that you're just a bunch of employees and we're coming for you. That's what needs to happen. You know, we walk a fine line here, folks. We really do. And we've got to not be so polarized in our thinking that we fail to take advantage of the opportunities that are here for us at this time. Because there's a lot of opportunities there. And, you know, if we can take advantage of all these things, then there could be a really golden future that's going to unfold for us. That's, of course, if we do it in time and the ruling hackistocracy doesn't simply jump into their underground bunkers and microwave a lot of us once they have the 5G system in place. Which they could well do. I mean, it isn't like they haven't been testing these systems out. The fires in Santa Rosa last year when they microwaved half of California. And I actually made a video about that. I did a show about it a few months ago that I entitled Covert Weapons, Silent Wars, which was, of course, deleted by YouTube for, you got it, bullying and harassment. And again, you can still get that video on my BitChute channel. It seems like any time you speak out against the government, it's bullying and harassment. But remember that that happened, folks. They microwaved Santa Rosa and all those fires in California. And that's another thing, folks. I mean, all these people that are sitting there believing Trump is on their side, well, he didn't do much about that. You know, they microwaved Santa Rosa using directed energy weapons on Trump's watch, folks. That should indicate something to you. He didn't mention it. Hasn't been any talk about that. Hasn't been any mention of that from QAnon. Nobody's talking about this. It happened just the other day, remember? You know, so, I mean, that's not even taking into account what they could probably do once the 5G grid is in place, you know, combine that with all the barium and the strontium and everything that they've got in the atmosphere now, because the atmosphere is all positively charged now. So what's going to be possible with that through the 5G system? You know, stuff you got to think about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the possibilities of what they can do with this are pretty off the charts, folks. And it may seem like complete paranoia to people, but truly, with the 5G system, with everything they're putting in place, considering the air is full of all of these positively charged particles now, this provides the possibility to microwave vast areas and take out large numbers of people at the one time, if they really want to do it. there's always that possibility. But again, we do have certain tools here that we can use. They don't have everything in place yet, and we can get ourselves out of this position. All is not lost. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. We do have a window of opportunity, but it is a very small window of opportunity, and the window is swinging shut. So we need to get motivated and get into action and figuring out what that action is. And of course, the first action has to be spreading information and uniting people, putting down all your barriers with people, realizing that we're all in this together and standing up as one with a common focus and addressing this criminal cacistocracy. I mean, I look at every option that we've got, folks. I look at every political option. I look at every possible way we can get out of this mess, and everything always comes back to that point. If we don't do that first, if we're not prepared to put down all of our stuff with people and simply get this common focus, then we've lost before we begin. Because without that, there's just nowhere for us to go. No one's going to come and save you, folks. Now, you're wanting some army to march in and replace this criminal cacistocracy with another one. What's that all about? Why do you believe you even need rulers? We don't need any of this stuff. We don't need any of this system in place. And with what's happening with the entire AI system, and with what's happening with the blockchain, and with what's happening with 5G, there's all these avenues that are open for us, folks. We can see where we're being led, and we can see how we can lead ourselves somewhere else. All we have to do is stand up and do it. So yeah, it's a fine line that we're walking, and I know I repeat myself so much on these shows, and sometimes I must come across as being a little agitated, because the situation is getting urgent, folks. It really is. I mean, I came onto these shows for years and gave people messages of spiritual empowerment, messages of self-empowerment. You know, we explored the legal system together. We've explored so many different rabbit holes together over the last 10 years of this show. But it's got to a situation now where we have to act. We really do have to act, folks. We've got to get motivated. We've got to seize these opportunities while they are there for us. And we've got to focus on what that new world we can create could be, and not allow ourselves to be led into the new world order that they want to create. It's really as simple as that. One consolation is I am seeing a lot of people talking about 5G now. That has certainly taken off like a wave in the public's consciousness, and I'm actually seeing a few people addressing the matter of social crediting now as well. I saw James Corbett released a video on social crediting the other day. I haven't watched it yet, but it was good to see someone talking about it, because I haven't been seeing anybody talk about social crediting. And the social credit system really is the be-all and end-all. That is what is going to be used to control every action that everybody performs, and it's already being used this way in China, with great success, I might add. 7.9 million people on China's credit blacklist at the moment. And even many of the Chinese people are quite happy with it. They think it is creating a safer society, a more honest society. And of course, the government loves it because they think it's a wonderful tool for identifying terrorists. And of course, a terrorist is anybody who speaks out against the system. That's the way it is. So this is all the things that are coming online, and we have an opportunity to fix it and to turn it around. We do. I mean, and there's a huge awakening happening. There is. And a lot of people don't think there is, but there has been a huge wave that I've seen in the last year. And a lot of people are feeling really positive. A lot of people are feeling very confident in themselves and very empowered about the way the future is changing. Because many people can see these opportunities, a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about. Many people can see the tools that we've got here now and how we can use them. I saw a lot of really positive people at Acapulco. I really did. It was good to go to that conference. Again, a lot of the people there were allowing hubris to dictate their actions. A lot of them weren't taking the smart grid, the IoT, or social crediting into account. But still, they had very, very positive ideas and a very positive outlook for the future. And once I spoke to them about the IoT and social crediting, they got it. They saw the need to address this, and they can see how they can be head off at the pass if they don't pay attention. So it's a good thing. And there is a lot of positive stuff on the horizon. So like I said, the fat lady hasn't sung yet, but people out there listening to the show and people who support the independent media, now it's time for you guys to get involved. And you can get involved. You can set yourself up with a bit of a stake through this whole crypto scene the way it's going. And if you're paranoid about it, hey, put your money in and get it out quick. Just do it at the right time. And you can set yourself up to be in a position where you actually have the resources and the confidence that you need to stand up against what is coming. You know, I'm just suggesting that people don't miss out on these opportunities, because they are there. And we've been given everything we need. It's like we're all lining up for battle, and we're all going in and picking up our weapons from the rack, and a lot of people are just failing to pick anything up, and they need to. You've got to pick up the weapons, pick up the right weapons, because these are intellectual weapons. These are social weapons. These are weapons of confidence and weapons of integrity. These aren't physical weapons. These aren't firearms. These are essentially spiritual weapons. And once you enamor yourself with these spiritual weapons, you become empowered and you begin to understand what freedom really is. And that's what we have the opportunity to do, folks. We can do this if we pull together and we pay attention and we realize the power that we have. You know, everybody out there, that's been the message that I've given you for so many years, is to remember who and what you are, and you can change the world. And now's the time we can do it. Everything is here. All the tools we need. All the people that we need. There's so many awake people now, folks. And once they see the wave building, then they will all join. We just have to get this wave in motion. You know, through all this, even though it gets a little frustrating, even though I've been doing the shows for almost 10 years, I say 10 years, well, you know, it's the 10th year, it's almost 10 years I've been doing these shows. This is my 328th show, actually, and I haven't actually done a show every week. I've missed out on a lot of weeks, so 328 shows I've done in the last almost 10 years, 9.5 years, 9.25 years. And yeah, it's got a little frustrating sometimes not seeing this great awakening that I was hoping for, this huge shift forward to freedom. But through it all, you know, I've still managed to maintain an enormous amount of faith in humankind, an enormous amount of confidence in people to rediscover themselves. It may take until their backs are completely against the wall, but I think that time's coming. You know, hopefully when that time comes, though, it's going to be something that we can deal with, because if it's this whole 5G active denial system, it's going to be very difficult to deal with anything like this if it comes online and we don't pay attention. And unfortunately, a lot of people are sleepy and they're looking at it. You know, they're hopeful that things will change. And they're seeing the danger of the 5G. They're looking at the danger of this microwave system. They're going, oh, gee, that's pretty bad. But they're not doing anything about it. They're not really getting it. They're not really getting what a threat this is to us, or what a threat it could be to us if they wish to push it that way. You know, unfortunately, there are so many people out there who still believe government is their friend. Why on earth people would think this, I simply can't imagine, given the track record of these people, given the state of hardship that most people in the world find themselves in. I cannot imagine, fathom for one minute, why anyone would put any faith in government for any reason at all. And it's a fascination to me why people believe we need these people and why people don't simply get angry. Now, perhaps it's the fluoride, perhaps it's all the radiation they get from the television, perhaps it's all the microwaves, all the alpha waves, everything that's used to calm them down, all the Prozac, all the medication, all the stuff that they're on. Perhaps they put stuff in the water supply, who knows? But people should be angry at what's going on, and they're not. Perhaps they will be when it gets a little bit worse, perhaps it will take until their backs are against the wall, but as I said, I think that time is coming. And I do have an enormous amount of faith in people to be able to get through this. Even if all of the people don't stand up, if enough people do stand up and make their voices heard, we will bring about some change. It's just people getting the confidence to do that and actually believing that they can make a difference, because they can. Everybody can make a difference. I mean, all the people that I've reached just from doing this radio show, all the people that so many members of the independent media have reached, we've reached a lot of people. And really, when you look at the independent media, it's a handful of us doing it, really. There's not a lot of big names in the independent media. There's not a lot of people that are really speaking out. I mean, there's a few, but there's not a lot that are really giving you good, powerful information. You know, most people just want to lead you down rabbit holes and keep you arguing with everybody else. Or they want to find someone to point the finger at and talk about all the secret mysteries and all this stuff that's going on that we all know is there. And they're not seeing the clear and present danger that we're in. But again, yeah, even saying that, there are fortunately quite a few people getting it now. Like I said, there's a lot of people speaking out against 5G now. More and more people are paying attention to social crediting, and more people are seeing the need to remove these criminals that are controlling our governments from power and replace them with some human beings. Unfortunately, there are too many people who've just allowed their faith to sit in Trump. They're not realizing that Trump's a player. Trump's playing all of you. Trump is playing the entire United States, and he's just mocking the entire country. And nothing's changing with it, folks. Even with all the Q stuff. I mean, this came out, what, December, January, something like that? Maybe even before then. What are we, March now? Almost April? I'm not seeing any mass arrests, folks. I'm not seeing anything changing. I'm just seeing the smart grid rolling out. I'm seeing more staged shootings. I'm seeing gun control rolling itself out. I'm seeing 5G towers going up. I'm seeing more posturing against Russia and North Korea, and I'm seeing the same agenda rolling forward at just a little bit of a faster pace than what it was before. That's all I'm seeing. So I think it's important for people to pay attention to this and realize that we're the ones that have got to make the change. It's not going to come from government, folks. Government doesn't care about you. Government cares about itself. Everything it does is for itself, irrespective of who is sitting in the big chair. And that goes to every single country that we are in, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's a government on this earth that has any credibility, really. I don't think there's one of them that is populated by people of any real form of integrity at all. And maybe that's just me, folks. Maybe you're someone who believes we need these people, but I just don't. You know, government is men with guns that make you do things you don't want to do and put you in a cage if you don't comply, and I don't agree with that. You know, government who start wars, government who have created all of the problems that we face in the world, government created this whole debt slavery system, government has created all the poisons and the vaccines and all the fluoride in the water and all the toxins in the food and everything these people have done. You know, these are the people who've created the problem, and I don't know why anyone in their right mind would be even considering the possibility that anybody in this institution was going to lead us to safety. Because they're not, because that's not what government does. Government's there to control people. It's not there to help people. It's not there to manage infrastructure like we think it is, like we employ them to do. It's there to control people. It's there to maneuver the world into the position that it's got it into now, so I can now go about eliminating vast amounts of population and getting the right amount of slaves it needs to perform the tasks it needs the people to perform, so they can sit at the top of the pile and just enjoy things while the rest of humanity suffers. That is the role of government. Now, these people don't care about you. They're never going to do anything to help you. They are only going to ever do things to help themselves. Everything they do, every motivation they have is self-motivation. It's about hedging their own nests and feathering their own nests and leaving the rest of humanity hung out to dry. That's what government does. So don't trust these people. Trust yourself. Trust the people around you. Trust your heart. Believe in yourself. Know yourself. And stand up for yourself. We can do this. Everybody can do it. And no one's coming to save you if you can't save yourself. You have to be prepared to at least make that stand and show that you are standing up. And then people may come and want to stand beside you. But until you can do that, it's not going to work. You've got to be prepared to take responsibility for yourself. Everybody has to do this. And now's the time we can do it, because a lot of people are sitting there waiting for people to stand up and do this. And once they see people do it, they will stand up and join you. I have every confidence in this. As I said, I still have an enormous amount of faith in humankind, and I still believe that we can get ourselves out of this mess. All we really have to do is want to. Well, folks, it's getting to that time again where we have reached the end of the show. The people that were interested in doing the Cambo workshops, I'm going to be doing a Cambo workshop in Holland the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd of April. That will be when it's taking place. It will be a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday night. It will be taking place in Holland. This is a very limited workshop. There will only be 7 to 10 people maximum, and there will probably only be the one workshop that I'm doing in Holland. I will be doing more workshops in LA when I get back there. That will be after May 14, and I'll keep you posted on where they will be held and how many I'll be doing, but I really don't know at this time. I won't know until I get there. Again, I'm going to be speaking at AV8 in the UK, which I believe is being held on May 4th to May 8th. I'm really looking forward to that one. I'll be doing more Cambo workshops in LA, and I'm speaking at a Chemtrail conference in Virginia on May 26th. Still waiting for the word on regeneration, but I'll keep you posted when more information about that comes to hand. And that's about all I've got for you this week, folks. Again, thank you to all the people who email me. Look, I've got a huge backlog of emails here. Some of them look quite important, desperate people, and I really want to get to them. And I've just got so many that it's just taking me a long time to get through them. You know, with traveling and intermittent internet and all the stuff that I've got to go through to do what I do, it just gets very difficult to keep up with all this sort of stuff, folks. But I will get to these emails eventually. Please bear with me. And thank you for emailing your support to me. It's wonderful that people do. And thank you so much for the support that I've found on Steemit, the people that are supporting me there. And thank you to all my Patreon supporters. I cannot thank you people enough. You have made all of this possible. You've made all these last shows possible, and you are the ones who keep this show on the air. So thank you. Thank you. I'm sure any listeners out there who can't afford to make any contributions, all thank you as well, because you are the ones who provide the energy to keep it going. That is it for me, folks. I've got to leave it there. I'm completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.